Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The opinions and suggestions expressed in the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. The following program is sponsored by Moody Custom Homes, LLC, and Ideal Electric, LLC. This is KRMG Home Pros, where Green Country gets the facts about new home construction and remodeling. Call the show at 918-460-KRMG or text us at 95920. KRMG Home Pros on 1023 KRMG. Tulsa's news and talk.
I'm proud of the house we built.
Good afternoon. Welcome to KRMG Home Pros. This is Skyler Cooper on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. Live in the studio this afternoon, nice afternoon, Daryl and Aaron Moody from Moody Custom Homes. Hey, guys.
How you doing, Skyler?
Good. Glad to be back in the studio. I like our remote shows, but I always feel more at home back in here. Feels more comfortable.
It's not as loud, too.
Yeah, it's loud. People staring at us like we're zoo animals.
Yeah, coming setting things down in front of you and you're...
They say they walk up to you and they start... like mouthing something to you, like you're supposed to start talking to them in the middle of the show.
Well, they think you're an information booth.
So. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. They're always like, where can I win the money? It's right there with the big sign that says $1,000. Moody Custom Homes, you can find them at buildyourcustomhome.com or Aaron, your phone number.
918-734-4059.
And I want to remind folks that they can get a hold of you guys throughout the week with that number. You can also get to them on their Facebook page. And Daryl, there's a way that people can even come to you guys in Oklahoma City, and that's through a guy that you work with down there.
Yeah, we've got a guy down there named Tom Hines, and I don't have his number in front of me right now.
I'm sure he could call up Aaron and then he'll get over.
Yeah, I'll look it up here in a second on my phone. But you're so used to speed dial these days.
Yeah. Yes. I used to know phone numbers. I don't anymore.
Yeah, that's because you don't dial them. You just hit their name. If you need to get a hold of me, my number's 918-955-1048.
And don't forget Brandon Sizemore, Ideal Electric. It's idealelectrictulsa.com or 918-812-7641. Next week, we'll just let folks know now, we'll remind them again at the end of the show, that you guys are going to be busy at that Home and Garden show up in Grove, right?
Yes, so come up to Grove and see us. They've got a Home and Garden show up there. I don't know what the weather's going to be like, but you can come and look at the city of Grove. It's growing. They've got a lot of exciting things happening up there, and it's getting that time of year to start thinking about some stuff up there to go up there for fishing, whatever it is you want to do.
Yeah. So we'll have a guest host, but he is a familiar and keeping it in the family. So Jason Hambrick with World Class Painting will be back on. And that was a show that we've gone to for a replay before because it was one of our favorites. So they'll know Jason, and then you can still ask all those questions because he's part of this too.
Yeah, he has a real broad technological experience with paint that you would not believe that it could be that. Have that much technology to it. So
yeah, he really got so deep into it. I didn't know all the differences with the way you like the, he had a word for it, but the direction of the roller and all of the different fabrics and techniques and everything that make a big difference.
Yeah. Depending on the nap of the roller. One thing too, and sometimes we kind of forget to say that, but at Moody Custom Homes, we're members of the Tulsa Home Builders Association, and just kind of their show will be coming up. I don't know exact dates. I think it's the 14th, 15th, somewhere in there, 3 days. It's the Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I think it's the second one of March. We'll verify that here in a little bit. However, we're going to be there at that show. It's a really big show. And then also we're members of the Central Oklahoma Home Builders Association. That's what we do in Oklahoma City. But then also we are members of the ABG. It's the initials, but it stands for Affiliated Builders Group. It's a large builders group. It's like a buyer's co-op for builders. And what it does is it affords for us to get some of the best pricing that you can get for most building materials. And with us especially, we pass that directly on to our customers. But even the other ABG builders, they're able to pass that on to their customers, and sometimes they can be more competitive on their house pricing and stuff.
As we go through the show today, remember you can text your questions to us. We probably get into something that you're curious about. Text us at 95920. Talking a little pest control today.
Yes, we are. We are going to talk about pest control, and not only go back and talk a little bit about the construction side of it, but we want to get into what you need to do when you're already in your house, and anything you need to know. So if you've got questions about anything, make sure and get those queued in to either text us or call us, either way. But who we have is it's a company we've used for over 15 years now, and it's a Pestoff Pest Control, and the owner and the head man there is Bruce Long. Bruce, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
And Bruce is nervous. So.
Yeah, a little bit.
Hey, it's just the four of us. Don't worry about it.
Hey, that'll work. No, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
So, Bruce, to get started, tell us a little bit about Pestoff. Just, you know, who you are, where you are, and also, most importantly, why don't you tell people how to get a hold of you if they have any questions?
Sure. We're a family-owned business located in Claremore, and we serve all of Oklahoma. We got contracts that we service all around Oklahoma, and mainly around Tulsa area and Claremore, but you can get a hold of us at PestoffLLC.com or 918-437-7378.
Now that's Pestoff, PestOff. Uh-huh. Okay. That, a little play on words. You better there be you careful go. How you yeah. say that. So, Bruce, like I said, we have done business with you for years and years from the construction end of things. So I want to hit something real quick that it's kind of – we get asked all the time when we go out and do business with people and we need to have rebar delivered, and they'll say, why is it I'm getting a bill for rebar from a pest control company? Can you explain why that is? I don't know if that's nationwide. I don't think it is, but
when we started out our business, we were out doing pre-treats on the new homes, and we noticed a lot of rebar out there on the job, and so I was able to find a local distributor that I was able to be able to get a little bit better price on, you know, buying it and be able to do it as we're doing the pre-treat. That way we could make a little bit more money and do a quicker service as far as the rebar, because a lot of the hardware places would take quite a bit of time to get out there. But we have a pretty quick service that we can do it within an hour or two.
And you've delivered for us all over, all the way down to almost McAllister and Wetumpka.
Yeah, we go pretty much anywhere, especially for our good customers like you.
Yep. Well, thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Yeah.
When we talk about rebar, of course, we've kind of, which I know you're upset at us, we switched our slab system a little bit, where we've gone to using the post-tension cables in there instead of rebar down in the footings. Just go through real quick of where is a builder going to typically use rebar during the construction process, or what phases of it?
Usually what they do on the after they get the pad built, they'll call us out to deliver the footing package. Then they'll dig the footing, and after they get the footing poured, then they'll give us a call, and we'll come out and do a pre-treat on the top surface of the pad. And after that, after they get the full construction done on it, we'll go around the outside of it and do a border, and then make sure it has a full border around it after all the dirt's been moved around and taken care of, and make sure that, you know, we got a good.
So as far as rebar, though, you're delivering rebar for the footings.
Yes.
And then if they're not using post-tension, you're delivering rebar for the post-tension, I mean, the in place of post-tension for the slab itself. And then you do what we call catch-up work, the driveway, sidewalks.
Yeah, after they get the house pretty much built. They do usually the driveways pretty much towards the end, but yeah, we deliver the 3/8 for the catch up for the porches and driveways, and some of them have pools that we'll deliver that to. Just anytime they need rebar.
Okay, we got some questions about the pre-treat we want to talk to you about. Before that, let's kind of handle the construction material end of things that you do. So one thing we have you guys do is we put underneath all of our post-tension cables when we're done with the final – with the grading of the slab, but just before we pour and before we put the post-tension cables in, we bring plastic out and we put plastic. Let's talk a little bit about that. It's done so moisture can't come back up through the ground, of course. So that means it has to be pre-treated before we put that plastic down. But y'all deliver the plastic, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, we deliver plastic. We also furnish the wire ties and any other you know, bars that they need for the cross ties or anything for the footing.
How about the chairs?
Yep. We also provide chairs for them. And
okay. And I have a question for you. Let's talk a little bit about plastic. Now, I kind of said why we do that, but what different types of plastic can you provide?
Well, there's different mills. There's a, you know, 3 mil, and the most common is a 6 mil. And that way that when they're pouring the concrete and the rock gets moved around, it doesn't puncture holes in it. And that way there's no moisture that will get up through it. And
it's just thicker.
Seems like it works a lot better, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then they have them that actually go on up that you have to usually go to a concrete supply to get them up. What are they, Aaron? Would you,
you can get real thick ones. That
all the way up to 10 mil.
Yeah, 10 or maybe even 12. 10. Yeah. I know there's one we used 8. It's like a blue one. It's real thick.
Yeah, and when you put that plastic down, what length of rolls are those come in?
They come in 20 by 100 and 10 by 100. Yeah.
So then, of course, the slab's bigger than a 10.
Oh, yeah, we're taking several rolls out there.
So you got to overlap that. So you want to overlap it. My understanding is at least 6 inches to a foot.
Yeah, 6 inches to a foot. And they usually use duct tape. And we also provide the staples. A lot of them put staples and then duct tape over that to keep them sealed up. Okay. Where there's no moisture getting in between them. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you bring the wire ties because at Moody Custom Homes, we make our concrete people always, if they have a chair in there, we make them actually with a metal wire tie. They have to tie that chair to that so that those chairs don't get kicked over. And what I mean by a chair is it's something the rebar or the post-tension cable set in to make sure it doesn't get kicked over and then your post-tension cables end up between the dirt and the concrete.
Right. Those chairs, they provide the distance between the, you know, the cable. It puts it in the middle of the concrete where it gets, you know, the best area of it.
Need to take a quick break here. You're listening to KRNG Home Pros. Bruce Long from Pest Off Pest Control. I'm going to enjoy saying that all day. And you can get a hold of them at 918-437-7378. Text us right now, 95920, with your questions. This is KRNG Home Pros.
This is KRNG Home Pros on 102.3 KRNG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Welcome back to Home Pros on KRMG. I'm Skyler Cooper with Daryl and Aaron Moody from Moody Custom Homes. BuildYourCustomHome.com and Ideal Electric is also part of this show. You can find Brandon at IdealElectricTulsa.com. Talking with our guest today, Bruce Long from Pest Off Pest Control. You guys are up in Claremore, but you go kind of anywhere all over the state, primarily in the Tulsa area, right?
Yeah, pretty much anywhere that the business will take us. I'm willing to go from corner to corner. Yep.
Can be a bit of a haul, but it's a good way to see the state.
It is. And Daryl seems to move out quite a bit and go to the Grove area and out in the surrounding area. So we're willing to go pretty much wherever we need
Aaron goes to Grove. Daryl goes south.
Is that what it is?
You're the Grove guy. Actually, you guys have some homes up there, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We do. We have some homes up in Patricia Island on the golf course. Some beautiful homes. We got a few for sale. A few we're finishing up that are for sale. So if you want a nice lake home or you want to move up to the lake on the golf course, give us a call.
So, Daryl, how do you guys use Pest Off Pest Control?
Well, we use Pest Off for all of our rebar, as we had just discussed. Our rebar, the things like the plastic and the tape and the chairs, they supply all the stuff that goes in the slab. And then also we use them for pre-treat. And I will say that there's a inspection phase of slabs, that one thing they come and look for before the inspectors, sometimes some inspections make you do slabs, some don't. But one thing they want to see is on one of your plumbing risers, like your drains that stick up, they want to make sure there's a sticker on there that's from the pest control people put it on there, that the slab has been pre-treated, and that way they know it's done that way. So we use them for that. So Aaron,
We both use Bruce personally, too, for our personal houses. He does our yards and our...
Yeah, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, and our extermination stuff, too. So Bruce does that also. We'll get into a little more of that later, but just for those of you out there that are curious, he does do home treatments, yard treatments.
That's good, because I was last spring was my first spring in my new house, and I got ants galore.
Oh, my goodness.
I found out. A couple spiders here and there, but mostly... mostly ants, and it was annoying.
You know, one thing we provide for our customers that's done pre-treats with us is, you know, once they get in, moved into the home and have it time to get settled, that, you know, we offer a quarterly program, you know, at a discount rate, them being already a pre-treat customer, and get them on a quarterly basis and be able to provide a warranty with them. And with that warranty, we go out there and we check around the house and make sure that everything's good, and that comes along with it.
Well, we wanted to get back into that here probably in the next segment. I kind of want to finish up everything we do on the construction end real quick.
Sure.
So we talked about pre-treating. Of course, when you're spraying a chemical down, and that pre-treat is for termite control. So let's talk about, first off, what's been used for years. What is that product called?
Well, we use a product called Dominion 2L, and also a product called Termidor.
Well, let's talk about before Termidor come out, because that kind of will move us a little into. Sure. So let's talk about the Dominion product. So you guys come out and treat that you spray over the basically the dirt. Well, first off, you're ready to do that after we're done with the fill. Because you don't want to be putting that in and then moving dirt around again. So it needs to be one of the last things before you cover it.
Yeah, you don't want to disturb the barrier once we lay it down and once it gets soaked in. And usually we like to get it in before you put the plastic down, give it time to soak in. That way it, you know, has a good barrier.
And what happens if you put that down on a Monday and they don't get the plastic on there or whatever until Wednesday or Thursday? And it's had two nights of rain on top of it.
Well, as long as there's not any runoff, but if there's quite a bit of runoff, it's best to be reapplied.
Okay. Yeah. So if you've had some type of rain, if it's a sprinkle or something.
A little sprinkle, yeah, it's not going to bother. It's the runoff is, you know, what we're worried about. I mean, it happens time to time, but not very often. You know, we work with the concrete guys pretty close, and they'll usually figure it to where it's time just about right, where we don't have to worry about that, especially if we got rain in the area.
And then I know that we have customers, because they've heard of the other product, Termidor. It's a I guess a relatively new product. I say new, it's not been around near as long as the other stuff, but which we'll have to get into those details. But we get the question all the time is because people look it up, and that Termidor, I guess it's a better product that lasts longer.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Of course, then it is more expensive. But it's essentially the same product you use if you come back to a house that's 15 years old and you have to treat it for termites later. That product actually goes around the perimeter of the house, not necessarily in the slabs.
Termidor is a transferable product, and they don't have to actually come in contact with it like the old chemical. Termidor, you know, it transfers. I mean, they can get into it in one area and it ends up affecting, you know, the colonies in the flower beds. And I mean, it's just a lot better product.
So the termites take that back to the colony.
Back to the colony.
And it becomes like a out of control disease to them.
Absolutely.
Them off,
yeah. So. Before they know it.
Yeah. Okay. So, and like we said, it's more expensive, but why would somebody want that instead of the typical pre-treat where we're doing the whole slab?
Yeah, the Dominion's a good contact killer. And I mean, it works good to get the termites, you know, away from the slab and make sure everything's good before you pour the concrete. But if you're wanting something long-term, we're talking twice as long as the, Dominion.
Okay, well, give us times. How long is the Dominion going to last?
Dominion 2L, we will warranty that for anywhere from 1 to 2 years. And the Terminator, it's from 4 to 8 years.
So somebody pours a slab February 1st of 2020, and essentially that means that February of 2023, they could have termites.
It's a possibility, yes.
And the Termidor, though, that would last 3 to 4 times longer.
Oh, yeah. It works a lot better, and it will work for out in the flower beds and keep them off your, if you have any wood flower beds or anything like that. I mean, it's just a lot better product, lasts twice as long.
So anybody out there that's thinking about building a house and they want to do this, so we don't talk prices, and I'm not going to ask you for a price, but percentage-wise, how much more are they going to spend on this?
It's double the price of the other product, but it's just a lot more better benefits from it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So one of those things that I know whenever you buy a house, because I just went through this, that they go, like, I have a crawl space, they go underneath and they're looking for all that. What exactly would they be looking for? And would it be beneficial to have one of those products, or do they do something different at that time?
No, we use Terminator underneath the house. What they're looking for under there is termite tunnels or their little mounds that they build before they go up the side of the wall. And but no, Terminator is a great product to use in crawl spaces. That's what we prefer to use.
We need to take a quick break. We'll check the news and the forecast here at the bottom of the hour. We'll return with our guest, Bruce Long from Pest Off Pest Control, and more KRMG Home Pros right after this. You're listening to 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.
You're listening to KRMG Home Pros on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.
Welcome back to KRMG Home Pros. It is 102.3 KRMG. I'm Skyler Cooper in the studio with Daryl and Aaron Moody from Moody Custom Homes. It's buildyourcustomhome.com. They do not just custom homes, but they'll also do remodels. I know you guys do quite a bit of that. And
outdoor living, don't forget
a lot
that.
Of those, which we've talked about in the last couple of weeks, and it's a good time to be thinking about that because spring's coming up. It'll be nicer outside. In fact, today and tomorrow, it'd be great to have an outdoor living space.
Yeah, and we can have that probably done, completed, ready for you to enjoy come, say, mid-March, 1st of April. Get a hold of us.
Aaron, if people want to get a hold of you, what would that number be?
Number is 918-734-4059.
And we always talk about Ideal Electric. That's Brandon Sizemore. And it's idealelectrictulsa.com, 918-812-7641. And Aaron, we talked earlier about how you guys sort of are expanding into the Oklahoma City market, and that's through your guy, Tom Hines. And how do you work with him to get jobs done just as you would do them here?
Tom comes from a kind of background of real estate, number one, but number two, construction stuff, as far as he's done a lot of commercial stuff more than residential, but we're training him on the residential side to be able to get stuff done and, getting working with new subs down there. Some of our subs from here will actually work in Oklahoma City, Brandon being one of them from Ideal Electric. So it's been good as far as that transition and making that happen.
Tom's number is 405-830-5635. And you can also, like I said, go to buildyourcustomhome.com and find more information about Moody Custom Homes there. Today we've been talking about pest control with Bruce Long from Pest Off Exterminators. They're in Claremore, but they'll go pretty much anywhere. Bruce, give us that phone number for you guys one more time.
Our phone number is 918-437-7378.
We talked a little bit, Daryl, about how you guys use them for pre-treating and part of the construction process, but there's a lot of aftercare needed too.
Yeah, there is. And I can, if you think I should, I can give him his cell phone number. And if you have a bug,
easy now.
if your wife has a bug, she finds it like 3:30 in the morning, just give him a call. That's
you're
an emergency.
You're 24/7 on call, right?
Not that we haven't had a few of them, but.
Well, there are a lot of things that I'm starting to learn as I've, a newer homeowner in the last year and a half. And I saw ants galore last year when I got warmer. And I also had some spiders. You guys mentioned something else I encountered. The gophers and stuff in the yard. Yard is like a squishy mess. So what would be the best way to get a hold of you guys and do some things for the new year?
Here about mid-February, 1st of March, we start up it's actually a grub control program. And we usually do about, I'd say anywhere from 2 to 3 treatments a year, which eliminates their food source. The neighbors might not be too happy, but we'll get rid of the ones in your yard. And if there's some gophers, like little pocket gophers that is around here. I've seen them up on top of Keatonville Hill that we've dealt with. And we set traps for those, and it's a little bit more labor intensive.
Have you ever seen the trick where you dump the water thing?
Oh, yeah. And stick,
is that real?
And stick the hose out of the tailpipe and all that other, oh, the yeah, flares and everything else.
Well, the
else.
One is that you put the water jug and they it drowns them out and they run back up into the water jug.
So I've seen
them.
That one.
Yeah. I don't, there's video, I've seen videos of it, of an old boy doing it. And I thought, man, that's
okay.
That's
so,
Hey, it,
I was going to ask the difference between moles and gophers, so remind me of that. Go ahead, Aaron. I'm sorry.
Well, you were talking about grubs. Is that is it like a basic earthworm, like a fishing worm? Is it considered a grub?
Oh, no. The stuff that we use doesn't really damage the or mess with the regular worms. I mean, just the grubs is mainly what they're after.
Well, here was my question, because with this rain we had this fall, before it got cold, all that rain we had, we were sitting there, and my wife walked over to the back door. And we've got a little tile thing right by the back door, but then the wood floor starts, and she looked down, and there was an earthworm trying to burrow himself into the plywood of the wood floor, you know, to get under it. And I went and opened the back door, and all of a sudden there were dozens of earthworms, and they were climbing up the back door.
Yeah, we've had people call that had their whole concrete on their driveway filled with them. When they get saturated out in the yard, they – you know, they're trying to get out away from
they're trying to get somewhere.
Trying to get somewhere dry.
They got in the house, man. They did. They crawled up the back door and then over the top, you know, because obviously they can get in anything. They're so thin and small. And they were working themselves back down the door.
No, they opened that door. They're really talented. They just
make a chain. Yeah.
No, Hudson probably brought them in as pets. Is what
I've seen that. Then they also, are they the same things that, you know, it gets hot and they die on the sidewalk and then leave this little sparkly mess there?
Yeah, they get out there and it's too hot and they dry up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is the difference between a gopher and a mole?
Well, a mole pretty much runs on top of the ground and, you know, eats insects. And a gopher is more after the seeds. And they burrow a lot further down, and they have a cavity that they hang out in rather than the moles. The moles travel. They're the ones that, you know, when you walk out through your yard and you're having to stomp all that stuff down, that's a mole. Now, the gophers, they have a big mound, and they pretty much just stay in one localized area, you know.
The gophers are the ones that make the tunnels, or moles make tunnels, right?
Moles are the ones that everybody's upset about,
around here.
Well, which ones have the piles of dirt?
The piles of dirt is the gophers, They're the ones that, of course, they eat the seeds and the bottom of the grass, but...
Is the treatment the same for both of them, or...?
No, you have to trap the gophers. The moles you can pretty much treat. Now, with the insecticide.
I heard something that this may or may not be the case with your style of treatment, but is it true that if your neighbors don't treat too, then you're just going to get them again?
Well, what we do is we put a surfactant in it, which makes it last a lot longer. And like I was saying earlier, that we do them, you know, like two or three times a year, usually in the spring and then midsummer, and just get them on a regular regimen, and it works real well.
Yeah, at our house... we had a problem with them where they're having the mounds, and we noticed when we had it treated, we ran them to the neighbor, and there's like a city bar ditch, great big drainage ditch between us, and they went all the way over the other side of that bar ditch to the neighbors, and you could see their yard had them all over. So let's talk about like some of the things that everybody has, and we'll get to mice and rats and things like that in a little bit, but the big thing that my wife is scared to death of is brown recluse spiders.
Yeah, that's the most popular.
So where are they? What are they looking for? Where do you treat them? And how does that happen? So,
you know, especially on these new homes, it's a good idea that when they first get the home that they have it treated, especially in the attic. The attic is where the spiders live and breed, actually. And then at night they come down the walls. And the ones that you see that are, you know, you end up catching in the house are the ones like in a sink or something slick that they can't get out of. And that's why we always treat the attic, because that's where, you know, they're living and breeding area. And
so is that a dust or something?
Yeah,
you put
we
down
use
down
a microfine dust up in the attic.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they constantly walk through it. And...
Yeah, it's they'll walk through it. It lays on top and gives it a mat of insecticide that lays on top. It's not real thick. You know, everybody thinks, oh, you're going to dust my attic. It's going to get on all your Christmas ornaments and stuff you stack up there. But that's not true. It's really a light light dust that that works really well. Now, a lot of people have used the aerosols and so forth, but they don't leave a residual. And this dusting will usually last about till the next treatment, which we do year intervals. It's good to do it every spring is what we suggest.
Does that control all spiders, or is it specific to?
Yes, it does. Now, brown recluse, they walk real dainty. They're a real light walker, and so you have to have something that'll collect on the bottom of their feet, and that's what we found that works real well. Because if you dust that attic, I mean, that's 80% of a brown recluse job. Now, of course, the black widow, they're going to be outside around the perimeter, but while we're there doing brown recluse job, we go ahead and go around the perimeter of the house, treat all the eaves, the entryways, and make sure that there's a good border on the outside, and also include the garage.
So you're then looking to kill ants, and when you do that around
pretty
that,
much
you're
all
gonna,
of it,
you're going to get anything that would come in there.
So. Yeah, my techs, what they'll do is on a spider treatment, they'll go around, they'll inspect the flower beds. You know, if the flower beds have ants, you know, they'll go ahead and treat it with a Termidor product, like what we were talking about earlier, and it works real well. But yeah, we mainly on the general sprays, we try to cover all of them. But while we're out there, we, you know, check with a customer and see what they've been having problems with. And usually it's more than one thing. Usually they say, well, I saw a mouse while we were out there, so we go ahead and take care of that while we're there also.
So now I've called you to our house before, and you guys have come out there to look and do things, and you said, no, you don't need that. You don't have that problem. So you're not out there, oh, yeah, you need this, you need that, you need this.
No, you can oversell it. You know, we just want to provide, you know, the service that the customer is actually needing.
So how often in a year should somebody, or is it every other year? How often should you look at having that done?
Well, we usually encourage them to do it in the spring, usually mid-February, 1st of March. And, you know, every situation is different. You know, the people in the city, in town, you can usually get by with once or twice a year. But, you know, if you're living out in the elements, you know, the further you get out, you know, the more often you have to do it. You know, we have a quarterly program that we offer for people that's out in the country.
Okay, we got about less than a minute here, but I want to, and we may not have time to, but I want to talk about on new construction a lot of time, especially if we're around rocks and stuff we're digging up and scorpions. And you find that. Can you tell us?
Yeah, we dealt with that. One place that comes to mind is Stone Canyon with all that rock up there. You know, we have a lot of scorpion jobs that, you know, we do a perimeter spray, and also we have to look for their nesting, which is in rock, and sometimes railroad ties if they have them built in a wall, just anywhere that they can nest like that. We make sure that we look for them and spray them real well, and usually takes care of them.
And that's even on brand new homes. So.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
We'll get more with Bruce Long from Pest Off Exterminators when we return. This is KRMG Home Pros. Take a quick break, right back after this.
KRMG Home Pros on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Welcome back to Home Pros. It's 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. Bruce Long has been our guest today, Pest Off Exterminators up in Claremore, but they'll go all over the state and a lot of areas here in Tulsa. You guys do a lot of work. So if you need to get a hold of them, it's 918-437-7378. Did I get that right? Making sure I wrote it down properly because it's Sharpie and it all bled over the place. If you missed the beginning of the show, make sure you go back and check out the podcast. It's up on KRMG.com and the KRMG app a little bit later this afternoon. So before the break, we had been talking about some of the different ways to treat moles, gophers, and spiders, those sorts of things. But you guys do literally everything. So I've got a couple of dogs and I would worry about ticks and fleas and those kind of things. What should I do there?
A lot of our customers have us come out and put a preventive tick treatment down. And that'll usually last anywhere from 2 to 3 months, just depending on the rain that we've had. And the rain that we have been getting, you know, it hadn't been lasting as long, so we're having to go out a little bit more often. But usually the 1st of March, about the time the Bermuda starts turning green, is a pretty good rule of thumb of when to spray for ticks and your fleas and stuff.
Now, Daryl, do you see a lot of mice in the homes that you guys work on?
Well, not ours because there's no food source for them there yet in most cases. But it's definitely an ongoing. When you move in, mice are going to want to move in with you. And, you know, of course, we're not using fiberglass insulation, so they don't have near the beds. But yeah. What do you do? What are you looking for? I mean, how do you treat for mice?
On mice control, what we offer is we have bait stations that we offer the customer. If it's just a one-time infestation, like if someone sees a mouse, we treat it a little bit different than if they live on the outskirts of town or out in the country. You know, the further out they live, the more bait stations that, you know, we set outside, usually 2 to 3 per house, and one small one inside, especially if they have dogs or animals. If they have animals, then we definitely want to put a bait station on the inside.
How about rats, the same thing then?
Rats, the same thing. Yeah, it works really good on rats. Also, we do some convenience stores and stuff like that that's had issues that it works real well on.
Or a .22 with birdshot in it.
There you go. So,
you know, it was like 12 years ago, my sister built a house up in Collinsville, and it was a pretty new addition. Theirs was like in the first maybe 24 homes that went up in there. And I remember they had, and this may not be considered a pest, but there was a lot of them. There were tiny little frogs everywhere, all the little baby frogs, and they were just all over the place. Oh, and I don't know if that was because it was a new neighborhood and we had infiltrated their spot or what they are attracted to.
Yeah, usually everybody likes the frogs, so we try not to harm them. But
go around kissing them if you want to.
So, give you warts.
Well, the dog had a good time because they were all little bitty and she'd chase them everywhere.
It's like bats. You want bats. And because, you know, you need to learn how to build bat houses because they eat more than their weight daily in mosquitoes. But let's talk about snakes. Do you
snakes,
deal with
that? We do a snake treatment with Snake Away. We go around the perimeter of the property. First, we do around the house first and usually wait a week or two and then do the outside of the perimeter of the property, especially if they have a creek or a pond that's close by. We do that. But one thing, since we've been having a lot of this rain, we've been doing a lot of mosquito prevention. Mm-hmm. Mosquito prevention is real good.
Ponding water, you treat that?
Ponding water and the shrubs and so forth. But we work that in. Like if they have a snake problem, you know, we offer the mosquito spray and stuff like that as we're out there.
So I have a question about snakes. Mm-hmm. Is that treatment you do for all types of snakes, and exactly what is it doing?
It's actually a repellent that has a sulfur smell to it, and it also has a granule form that they don't like to crawl over, but it's mainly the snakes.
Smell.
Yeah, and it usually lasts a while, but the way we've been having rain, we're having to put it out a little bit more often.
So what you're saying here is they can call you at, what's that number again?
918-437-7378.
And right now is the time to get a hold of you guys to come
Absolutely.
And take care of all of your outside springtime pest things. And
oh, yeah. And, you know, since we haven't had a real bad winter or a continual freeze, we're already getting ants and spiders. And
ticks are horrible because we haven't had bad freezes in years.
It's going to be a good bug year.
And so I got another question just real quick, and it's the last one I have. But people are concerned about the chemicals, and are they harmful that you spray inside of houses? Would you talk to that a second?
You know, chemicals can be harmful, but what we do is we put a surfactant in with it. And as long as the customer will wait until it dries, usually about an hour or two, and as long as it's dry, it's perfectly fine. You know, I mean, a lot of people worry about that and worry about the smell, but the chemicals anymore, they make it to where it doesn't have a real bad odor unless you get into something like a roach problem.
Well, Skyler, I wanted to just let the listeners know that we do have the show coming up in Grove next weekend. If you're up in the Grove area or want to spend a weekend up there, come up and see us. We'll have a booth up there. Aaron and I will both be there. And then also start thinking about attending the Tulsa HBA show. Come out and see us. And right now is the time to get a hold of us for your outdoor living spaces and anything like that that you're looking at doing, or room additions or whatever. So
I'm going to feel like it's a little bit of a, I don't know what to call it next week, but without you guys, we're going to have Jason Hambrick in here and keep it in the family, keeping it with someone that's familiar to the show. So you guys enjoy your weekend. I won't say off because you're working and you're out of town, but at least you're off the radio, I guess.
Yeah, well.
You'll break from that.
Well, we'll bring pictures of us and set right there for you.
Oh, so good. I don't want to feel lonely in here, you know. But we'll look forward to the show with Jason. And, you know, he not only is the painter, but as you were telling me earlier, he's pretty well versed in all things construction as well. So
yeah, he's real good. And like I said, I've said before, you know, this is of course, we'd love to have the business. We'd love for you to call us, but this is more of a public service thing we're trying to do here. We just want to give you good information. And anybody we bring in, like Bruce, man, feel free to call him. And you don't need to do business with us to call him or ask us questions about anything else.
Bruce Long with Pest Off Exterminators. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Have a great weekend. This has been KRMG Home Pros. Make sure you're back with us next Saturday at 2. And if you missed anything, check that podcast out. It's on KRMG.com or the KRMG app. KRMG Home Pros every Saturday at 2 p.m. This is 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.